Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
New York Times Business.
June 3, 3 o'clock America, New York. How cringe creators make a living on TikTok. On TikTok, cringe comedy creators are gaining large followings and brand deals by impersonating terrible people. Stanzi Potenza, outside her home in Los Angeles.
Daily FX Market News.
June 3, 2 o'clock America, New York. Euro Weekly Forecast. Euro USD ends week with a whimper, but a recovery remains in play. A rather disappointing week on the whole, as EURUSD in particular struggles for direction, while the euro lost further ground to both the GBP and JPY. Given the lack of catalysts ahead, is there any reason to expect the euro to arrest its slump?
Marginal Revolution.
June 3, 058 America, New York. Why I am not entirely bullish on brain-computer interface. I agree that miracles may well be possible for disabled individuals, but I am less certain about their more general applicability. Here is one excerpt from my latest Bloomberg column.
Global Economy.
June 3, 030 America, New York. U.S. defense chief warns China against risky behavior in Indo-Pacific. Lloyd Austin calls for more engagement after Beijing turns down meeting.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 3, 001 America, New York. Musk can't stop talking about the nonstop grind. The billionaire is trying to motivate workers with talk of sacrifice, as many of them are pushing for more of a work-life balance.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 3, 001 America, New York. Online banks are winning the deposit war. Deposits rose recently at Ally, Goldman Sachs's Marcus and Capital One, banks that either don't have branch networks or have far fewer branches than peers.
Global Economy.
June 3, 00 America, New York. Martin Wolf on saving democratic capitalism, the democratic recession. The FT's chief economics commentator speaks to democracy expert Larry Diamond.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. June 3, 00 America, New York. Six Flags has a new summer attraction. It's not a roller coaster. After a steep drop in attendance, the theme park operator is trying to upgrade its brand. The wafting aroma of barbecue. BBC News Business.
June 2, 1941 America, New York. Diesel falls 12p but should be lower, says RAC. The price of diesel fell to £1.47 in May, but the RAC argues the price should be cut further.
New York Times Business.
June 2, 1935 America, New York. The debt ceiling deal suggests debt will keep growing, fast. Negotiations to prevent a government default reaffirmed that the big drivers of future deficits are all off the table in a divided Washington. A national debt counterpin is seen on the lapel of Representative Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky.
BBC News Business.
June 2, 1723 America, New York, train strikes. When are they and why are they taking place? Train drivers walk out on Saturday, after a week of stoppages by both the SLEF and the RMT.
Global Economy.
June 2, 1700 America, New York, the frictionless life goes on. Deglobalization is hardly inconveniencing me at all.
New York Times Business.
June 2, 1646 America, New York, Harvey Pitt, SEC chair who resigned amid scandals, dies at 78. Mr. Pitt, who served under President George W. Bush, oversaw a swift reopening of stock exchanges after 9/11 but was tarnished by later missteps.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 2, 1402 America, New York, Holcomb, Sowell, and Tim Urban's Ladder. In my recent summary and review of Randall Holcomb's book Following Their Leaders, Political Preferences and Public Policy, one of the ideas I found most interesting was Holcomb's distinction between anchor and derivative preferences.
BBC News Business.
June 2, 1229 America, New York, offer made to civil servants in bid to end strikes. Unions say the government has offered staff below senior grades a lump sum of £1,500.
Daily FX Market News.
June 2, 12 o'clock America, New York, British pound week ahead, GBP, USD, EUR, GBP and GBP, JPY outlooks. The British pound has enjoyed a strong week against a range of currencies, propped up by expectations that UK interest rates are going to have to go even higher.
Marginal Revolution.
June 2, 1144 America, New York, Friday assorted links. 1. Claudia Rosett, RIP. 2. Russell Hogg and Scott Sumner podcast on Japanese movies. 3. Foundations and Frontiers, Some New Essays on New Technologies, by Anna Sophia Lessive. Daily FX Market News.
June 2nd, 11 o'clock America, New York. Gold price recovery runs out of steam as red-hot U.S. jobs data boosts yields. Gold prices fell on Friday, weighed by rising U.S. Treasury yields as strong U.S. labor market data bolstered the case for higher-for-longer interest rates.